Everyone in my life's an angel. So I'll take a deep breath. Every molecule of that breath is the light of an angel. Feel how alive that is, to be so available to this moment. How poetic becomes every beat of the heart. How loving it is to go within to our inner landscape as Rud took us and really love the one that appears in any movement. Truly forgiving, welcoming, and accepting. To me, being a lighthouse means to be in divine identity. Identity is I am. When that I am is 100% absolute response to being fully available for the moment, no matter what, then we are a lighthouse. I have a poem I'd like to share and then reflect a little bit on together that I entitled Stillness, that to me describes some of these dynamics and touches on some of Rud's meditation and maybe even the joy of JJ's song. So let's see how this touches you. You can just breathe, eyes open, closed, doesn't matter. Just be present with this and see what touches you, if anything. The movement of stillness is an invisible response to the invisible that illuminates the heart in an ever-refining fineness of knowing. At home in stillness, love lives, discernment lives, wisdom lives, peace lives. And the activation of that invisible response becomes a life of magic, wonder, joy. Let the soul breathe. Every activation within creates a resonant field. An activation of suffering or negativity will simply be known as pain in the body. Let it be. Leave it alone. Let the pain breathe. Given to the heart, letting the soul breathe and transmute every micro moment, an invisible response to invisible stillness. The activation of love's stillness creates a universally resonant field that welcomes, includes, forgives, transcends, and transmutes any vibration of lesser activation. Love loves unconditionally to the degree that love knows itself. Responding only to invisible source despite the presence of pain in the field purifies and restores the soul of humanity and all beingness, opening a tiny door for that one to step again and again and again through the eye of the needle into the freedom of wholeness, peace, love, and truth. I think that in everything that was spoken tonight, there were many doorways open to becoming a sanctuary of love and a lighthouse, and finding the stability in that absolute response to spirit. One of the readings that Jane sent out today had a quote from Martin talking about, some people say, oh, I'm just waiting for spirit to move. I'll move when spirit moves me. But the reality is that spirit's always moving. In Psalm 46:10 is the famous phrase, be still and know. In Hebrew, that is, harpu udeu. Can you say that? Harpu udeu. Harpu, be still. It's also a play on words. Harpoon means the batting of an eyelash. So in the moment of the batting of an eyelash, be still and know. Like, how much is known in that micro moment? There's a fineness that illuminates the heart when we're absolutely available to the present moment. Breathe it in. What you'll discover is none other than what you already are. There's no striving in this. And in that batting of the eyelash, how much, how deeply, how much are we connecting with our invisible source and seeing that all around us, not just, you know, in the so-called people, but like Rud was saying, in a flower, in the molecules of air, in the tiny vibrations of consciousness of trillions of cells connected to trillions of galaxies, every one of these contains all of that. We can be that with each other. Love loves unconditionally to the degree that love knows itself. If love is knowing itself, love is responding to love no matter what. Even if there's drama happening all over the place, and I'm feeling it in my body, and I'm loving myself, and I'm forgiving myself. Love is responding to love, because love knows itself. Such a warm radiance of heart presence in the room.